Now, we've all heard of perpetual motion machines, but how about a perpetual human being?
I was a highwayman along the coast.
I was like you, Sam. Afraid of death. And when I thought of all the things there were to know in the miserable few years that a man had to know them, it seemed senseless. At night, every night, I dreamed as you dream of immortality. Only if a man lived forever, I thought, could there be any point in living at all.
But then, I saw my wife and my children aging, my friends dying. This was something that I hadn't considered, you see. I was wrong. It's death that gives this world its point. I'm tired of living.
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still.
John, will science ever bring us to the reality of immortality?
Well, that's very hard to say. You do get different views of that. Ray Kurzweil, who's a National Medal of Technology winner, he believes that very strongly. In fact, he believes that there are some of us alive today that if we can manage to take good enough care of ourselves and just stretch out our natural lives long enough, that we should be able to catch the first wave of artificial bodies and other sorts of enhancements that would make it possible for people to live, if not forever, then such extraordinarily extended lives that it's something of a realization of that dream of immortality. Not everybody agrees, and it's probably worth saying, too, that there are a lot of people who share a lot of the philosophical issues that were expressed in that clip. There are people who do wonder what it would be like to live in a world where death didn't exist. Would people suddenly find that freed of that fear that they would be doing more, or would they now start to be so afraid that their lives were so infinitely precious because they could be so long that they shouldn't risk them doing anything?